TV.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Friday, July 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Pastor Rusty Chatfield with a history lesson. He texts me all the time his lesson plan, his idea, what he's going to talk about. And I got to tell you, July 20th, 1944, 80 years ago tomorrow, this is after D-Day, of course, June 6th of 1944. But I got to tell you, man, you got me completely stumped. What the heck happened July 20th of 1944?
It was the attempted assassination of Adolf Hitler. And it just happens to fall to, you know, tomorrow with the events in the last week, somewhat ironic. By this time, like you said, after D-Day, after the Battle of Stalingrad that went terribly wrong for the Germans, the men in the military knew that the war was going to be lost. And they wanted, and they had been wanting to try to get rid of Hitler for, actually, since 1938. Many people in the military were leery of Hitler. There were five different assassination attempts on Hitler, but this, it was going so badly, they knew they had to get rid of him. It was led by a guy named Klaus von Stauffenberg. If you've seen the movie Valkyrie, have you seen that movie? It's worth watching. It's worth watching. Yep. It's Tom Cruise. Guy had a patch on his eye. He was an officer. Now, he was an officer, and he planned this. This was not just an assassination of Hitler. This was a coup. They had everything worked out. So numerous times they had the idea of carrying a bomb into a meeting. He had two or three other chances to do this, but circumstances didn't work out. But they sensed that the conspirators here knew that the SS Himmler was on to him, and that they knew something was going on. Himmler, Hitler, they didn't trust the military, and not really. I mean, they kind of knew, but they had to have the military to do their plans. So there was this meeting planned for July 20th, 1944, and Stauffenberg was an assistant to one of the higher-up generals. He carries this suitcase, a briefcase filled with explosives, into a meeting room. And he had this rather sophisticated, to, I suppose, modern people that know about bombs say it's not that sophisticated, but he had chemicals in there that were going to eat away at a wire, and in about so many minutes, boom, the whole thing was going to explode. He had it planned that he would get a phone call and he would exit. He would exit. And so he exits. Supposedly to take a phone call, he immediately gets into a car, is going to get out. He turns around, he sees that there was smoke coming from this place called the Wolf's Lair. It was a place that Hitler often made plans for. So he set the briefcase under a table, but evidently somebody, unbeknownst to himself and to Hitler, and to Stauffenberg, moves it a little bit behind a this big conference table behind a huge leg, and the thing explodes, and it did work. And so Stauffenberg and the conspirators believe, hey, this is work. But the problem was, it broke Hitler's eardrum, it shattered his pants, but it didn't kill him. Stauffenberg leaves the meeting. Now they have all these things planned. They have a lot of conspirators now, because really, in the end, how many friends did Hitler really have?
Sure.
How many real believers did he really have? But nobody would dare go against him. I mean, everybody wants to be on a successful coup, not an unsuccessful coup, especially against somebody like Adolf Hitler. And so
you don't want to tick him off. If you're going to try to kill him, you better do it, or you're going to have to pay a price. That's for sure.
Right. Now, don't get the wrong idea about these guys. It wasn't that these guys were all Democrats, small d, you know, just wanted freedom. You know, they didn't like Hitler. They didn't like, and now the war was going very badly. By this time, everybody knew the war was lost, but what are you going to do? How are you going to, Hitler's the dictator.
Right.
And so they had to pull the trigger, literally, on this. He travels. They had plans that they took Berlin for a while. There were conspirators all over Germany. And because they believed, he makes a phone call and tells them Hitler's dead. And they didn't want to turn the government. They just didn't want to kill Hitler, because then it would probably have been Himmler. And they didn't like Himmler either. And so although Himmler was in it for himself, because Himmler was he knew something was afoot. He knew it. But he didn't know exactly what. And this is me talking, well, if Hitler dies, then I'll be the Führer. I'll be the next guy.
Sure.
And so, and this group of guys, they were committed to it, and they thought they had won. They took over some government buildings in Berlin, and it was announced that Hitler was dead. But as we now know, Hitler was not dead. And so they have all these. This coup d'état is it's going. It's moving. Now let me read that one of the biggest co-conspirators here was a guy named Heinrich Graf von Landolf Steinort. I'm trying to speak with a German accent, but anyway, he said the assassination must be attempted. That's Latin for whatever the cost. Even if it fails, we must take action in Berlin, for the practical purpose no longer matters. What matters now is that the German resistance movement must take the plunge before the eyes of the world and of history. Compared to that, nothing else matters. We have to try this. And by the way, it probably would have worked if Hitler would have been killed, because they were already arresting other Nazi leaders. They took over the Nazi party, surrounded it in Berlin. See, the Nazis were in control, the party members. Don't confuse the Nazi party with a German soldier or the German military. Not the same thing, not exactly. And we do that all the time. Yeah, we got to go and we're going to defeat the Nazis. Well, the Nazis were the party that had a stranglehold on power, and many of the people in the German military were Nazis, like the SS. They had their own special unit of military, but not all, and not even the most. They were in the German army. What are you going to do when you're ordered to do something? It's easy for us. It's easy for us to look back on history and say, "Well, I would never have been a part of the German army." Oh, you'd have just volunteered to be executed and your family with you. That's what you would have done. And so you got to cut these guys a little bit of slack. But eventually, Himmler finds out that Hitler is alive, and Hitler, and everybody talks to him. And here's what starts happening. This is interesting when it comes to coups and conspiracies. The people that were for it immediately started switching sides. Oh, no, I wasn't for this at all. I never was for this. I was never for this.
No, Chief. It wasn't me. I wasn't part of it, right.
And this goes all the way to Rommel. Rommel was the desert fox. He was the generally the most honored military man in Germany, and he was given the option. By the way, historians really debate how much Rommel knew. I think he knew of it, and because he didn't open his mouth, he was connected with it, and some of his friends were a part of it. But that's as far as I could go with that. And because Hitler didn't want to have a gigantic execution of Rommel, he was afraid that that would cause too much unrest in Germany. He allows Rommel to commit suicide and gives him a full state funeral and doesn't slaughter his family. So after the plot fails.
Sure.
Because Hitler died. But if it would have worked, it might have worked. And so Himmler institutes this thing, and it's a German word, which I'm not a German, Sippenhaft, which means blood guilt. Basically, it became law that any relative of any of the plotter, they were also executed. So many men were executed almost immediately. In the end, 7,000 people were arrested, and 4,980 were executed.
Whoa.
4,980 people. Anybody that had a whiff of it, anybody that had a friend that was a part of it, and they had these drumhead trials that were not trials at all, and they just basically almost summarily executed all these people. You'd bring them in, you'd be accused, the evidence would be brought forth, you'd be declared guilty, and if you were lucky, you'd be shot. Okay, if you're lucky. Otherwise, Hitler said, treat them like cattle. And many of them, they hung up with wire, you know, something like barbed wire, and hung them up, and there they died a slow death, a disgraceful death. If you were if you were executed by firing squad, that was considered merciful. That was considered merciful. And as this happened, Adolf Hitler says that, I consider this as a providence of God kept me alive. God kept me alive here. And he was more determined now than ever that somehow they were going to reverse this and win the war. And there was the overwhelming majority of the people in Germany by this time, especially the military, knew the war was lost. But they were in such a spot that they couldn't do anything. Now, Hitler called itself a divine moment in history. And others, like Himmler, when they saw the end coming, they were trying to make their way to escape Germany. And in the end, Hitler did not have too many people that were really loyal to him. Not really. I'll come to some practical conclusions on this after the break.
Excellent. And I'm sure tie it into last Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269 269- 864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electspalver.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Got a couple of text messages. Pastor Chatfield's not saying that God's divine plan for Hitler was the same as Donald Trump's divine plan for him being saved for his assassination attempt. I guess that's the question to tee up this final segment.
Of course not. I'm simply saying they did say almost the same things. They did say almost the same things. But in this case, in President Trump's case, I believe it. I do believe it. If anybody listened to our church service on Sunday, you would know what I believe. Okay?
Yep.
That's the way it is. But that is what Hitler said. Now, first of all, let me apply this to Joe Biden. Now, obviously, you're not talking about a literal assassination attempt where somebody's trying to kill him. Make no mistake about it, though, there's a coup d'etat within the Democratic Party right now. Right as we speak, the Democratic elite, all the people, the leaders in the Congress, former President Obama, his advisors, they're trying to move out Biden of office, assassinate him. No, of course, I'm just talking figuratively here. There is a coup d'etat, but just
a political assassination.
Yes, a political. They're trying to get rid of him. Okay, and. I get that. I mean, everybody can see what the debate. Everybody can see. I've never, in case anybody cares about this, but I've never seen a flip so dramatic in the last 3 or 4 weeks in politics. I don't think there's ever been a flip like this in history.
Where polling, you know, numbers, polling, everybody you talk to.
All the momentum is with President Trump and the Republicans. Yep. It is really historical. There's never been a switch like this, and the Democrats see it. Everybody that knows politics sees that, and they're trying to move Biden out. They got one small problem. Biden's not going along right now. We'll see what happens. I don't make predictions. They are trying a coup d'etat politically.
Well, one of the things I think is very interesting, he had this event planned in Las Vegas, and then last minute, he wasn't feeling well. They tested him and claimed that he came down with COVID or some variation of it. And the interesting thing is, Pastor Jeffield, they didn't fly him back to the White House, Washington, D.C., for their hospitals. They flew him back to Delaware.
Stop and think about
that. And it's like, okay, do they think he's never going to be back in the Oval Office? Is this something that's happening this weekend? I've got numerous reports that he's going to make a formal announcement due to health reasons. He's dropping out of the race, and it could happen as early as this weekend.
Yes, I've seen that. Now, let me apply this to President Trump. Okay, when here's what this one of the conspirators, Truskow, said. He said, quote, "The whole world will vilify us now, but I am totally convinced that we did the right thing. Hitler is the archenemy not only of Germany, but of the world. When in a few hours' time I go before God to account for what I have done and left undone, I know I will be able to justify what I did in a struggle against Hitler. None of us can bewail his own death. Those who consented to join our circle put on the robe of Nessus. A human being's moral integrity begins when he is prepared to sacrifice his life for his convictions." Listen, the world now looks back at this failed, all these conspirators who tried to kill Hitler as heroes. They're heroes. Why? Because Hitler was such a rotten person, such a dictator. Now, let me apply this now. Democrats, when you call Trump Hitler all the time, threat to democracy, he's going to bring us to world war, it may be the last election we ever have, suspend the Constitution, martial law, all these things are being said by the left. Okay, now a nut, evidently this 20-year-old young man was crazy. I don't know, I'm not going to jump into conspiracy theories, but look, why aren't you coming out saying this man, he was a hero? Why? Because he was going to kill Hitler. You've been calling Trump Hitler. I'm telling you, some of the responsibility falls on people who call Donald Trump Hitler. I'm a big supporter of Donald Trump. Of course, I am. You've heard me say that so many times. But you calling him Hitler, Democrats, you see, why don't you come out right now and have some Democrats say, this 20-year-old is a hero. He tried to kill Hitler. They won't do that. They don't have the courage of their convictions. I'm telling you, you call somebody Hitler long enough, you make him the central focus of all evil in the world, you are inspiring people to try to assassinate him.
Yeah, they're planting the seeds and causing people to take it literally. I believe brainwashing this kid in his belief that he was going to go down in history as the guy that killed Hitler, the modern-day Hitler, I should say. Because did you see that snippet of all of the MSNBC, CNN,
yes,
talking points, all of the talking points, how many times they referenced Donald Trump as being Hitler?
Yes. And so we look back at the assassination attempt of Adolf Hitler in 1944 and say, well, they were heroes. They're trying to get rid of this megalomaniac dictator. They're heroes. But now when this happens, they're all backpedaling now because they don't have any convictions. At least one of them should step up. Yes, he did the right thing trying to get rid of Hitler. Of course, listeners, most of your listeners know this. Oh, yeah, I'm a big supporter of President Trump.
Yep.
Of course I am. But it angers me now that when these people call somebody Hitler long enough and then somebody tries to kill them, now they backpedal, oh, we don't want violence.
Right.
Okay, well, then quit calling them Hitler then.
Amen. Amen. Looking forward to church services, a public service here at 11 to noon on Sunday. Better yet, go see Pastor Chatfield in person, see what he looks like. Greatly
yeah.
appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee and the Republican primary on August 6th, paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell trustee.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who is